60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Don't forget, though, real quick, I'll be performing in Olympia this Friday at the Washington Center for the Performing Arts. You can get tickets for that at uglytickets.com. Also, before the shock caller question of the day, you know, I realize we have a lot of cows that listen to the show. Lots of cows on local farms just hanging out listening to the show every morning.
Really?
Just entire herds.
Huge fans.
Okay.
Yeah, they've done the research, and we are big with cows.
All
and
right.
As we all know, when you're a cow, it can be hard finding your soulmate.
Yes. I didn't realize that.
Not a lot of opportunities to meet hot young livestock. It's just, it's hard, you know?
It's tough out here on the farm.
Yeah.
I don't think they have soulmate. Okay.
You're always grazing out there in the pasture, drinking from the same water trough as everybody else every day. Mm-hmm. Putting the same pens. You don't get a lot of variety when you're a cow. But luckily, they won't have to be lonely for long because a brand new app is helping farmers find potential partners for their lonely cattle. It's called Tudder.
Tudder?
Yep.
Like Tinder?
Tinder
with an udder?
With udder, yeah. It's kind of a mix of Tinder and udder. And Tudder lets farmers swipe through photos of cattle until they find a quality match for their livestock.
Wait.
And just like Tinder, each cow's profile has a little bio underneath with info about who they are, including age and pedigree, average milk yield, overall protein content, detailed disease history, and of course, calving potential.
Ooh.
Yep.
Which is, you know, why we don't have that on regular Tinder.
Right?
No idea.
And once a farmer swipes right, they get to see more pictures of the cow and receive a full report about the cow's reproductive performance.
So, like, you have to slide into the cow's DMs after?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you know what? Don't go straight for the D-pick, though, okay? Cows have some respect, too. All right?
And good to know.
After that, the farmer is given the option to buy the cow or go back and keep swiping. So, all our single cow listeners out there, keep your hopes up. Because it's about to get a lot more exciting in the cow dating world for you.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Jubal.
Me. All right. Grab the shock collar while I'm putting that on. Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
Do you ever wonder if people are becoming too reliant on phones and the internet? Well, a recent study figured out the basic skills that are disappearing the fastest because of modern technology. I'll give you 4 out of the top 5, and you have to give me the number 1 thing that's missing. Number 5 is researching something at the library.
Mm.
Nobody remembers how to use the Dewey Decimal System anymore.
Or Dewey.
Number 4 is reading a map. GPS has made that completely obsolete.
I was just talking about that the other day.
Yeah.
I couldn't read a map. I literally had to save my life.
Yeah, no. I couldn't read maps when we had to read maps.
What?
So.
What is wrong with you two?
Number 3 is doing mental math in your head, just calculating things in your head. Yeah. Nobody does that. They
couldn't
just use their calculator.
Before
number 2
either.
Is using a dictionary or an encyclopedia. But what is the number 1 basic skill that's disappearing because of technology?
My first instinct, probably wrong, reading a clock.
Mm. Like that's probably not
every
wrong.
Every time I go and look for the time, I look at my phone.
Yeah.
I don't feel like an actual analog with arms.
Takes a long time now, yeah.
I
always wear a watch and I look at my watch, I'm like, oh man, it's gonna take me like 5 minutes to figure this out. I'll just look at my phone.
Big and small.
Yeah.
Man.
One thing that I can't do anymore, I don't even think I could write the whole alphabet, is cursive. Writing in cursive.
Yeah, the art of.
Yeah. Just using the phone to call.
Yeah.
Most people don't call anybody
last
anymore.
Thing I do on my phone.
Yeah, it is.
People.
Yeah, my phone isn't even used as a phone, really.
It's a little laptop.
What about how to use a camera? Since all you use is your phone camera anymore.
Yeah.
Just trying to think of what the phone has replaced, right?
Read the question one more time.
Or computers.
A recent study figured out the basic skills that are disappearing the fastest because of modern technology. I'm giving you 4 out of the top 5, and I need you to name the number 1 skill that is disappearing, that people don't know how to do anymore.
What about...
Get from A to B.
I don't know if this counts as technology, but driving a stick shift.
Mm.
feel like no one can do that anymore. Or I don't think that it's... I mean, I haven't even seen a car that's a stick shift.
I feel like they slowly are stuck.
Yeah, I don't even know when the last time I was in a car had a stick shift.
Hey, my car's a stick.
Okay. I don't think driving a stick though, is like a basic life skill that people
it
would need.
To
just
be,
to help you.
Okay, right. It used to be. If you wanted to drive, you had to be able to do it.
What about just reading in general? You don't have to read anything anymore. You just pull up a YouTube.
Headline.
Yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah. If you want to read a book, just there's it's on YouTube.
How?
What did you say first, Jose?
I said reading a clock.
A clock. I'll go with a clock. Yeah. Reading a regular analog clock.
A new study examined the basic skills that are disappearing the fastest because of modern technology and tablets. I gave you 4 out of the top 5, and I asked you for number 1. You guessed how to read an analog clock. It turns out the number 1 basic skill most people in the survey mentioned as disappearing from the world is writing things down by hand.
What?
We don't need to do it anymore. Oh, we just text, type, and voice command our way through life now.
That's true.
And,
yeah, all
you
the
know
time,
man. Like, the art of scribbling, I think, has gone too. Like, doodling on a page.
Yeah.
Like, nobody does that because you don't ever write anything.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Wrong. Somebody wanted to hear Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson. So, sing that. All right. Shot collar's on. Here we go. Since you've been gone! She gets really into it, you know? I can't breathe for the first time, so I'm moving on. Ow!
Oh, God. That hurt me.
Punk band covering Kelly Clarkson's.
If it's new, and if it's good,
it's on Mover 92.5. New music.